All right, welcome back, everybody. It is my great pleasure to introduce Patrick Meyer, one of my favorite product managers in the world, and a colleague and friend. And he's going to talk to us about ESS and its, I guess it's multiple different flavors, right?
Yeah.
Over to Patrick.
Thank you so much, Tom. Hi, everybody. I'm Patrick. I'm one of the product managers at Element, and I'm responsible for all things backend. So I basically work with the team behind Synapse and a couple of other core matrix backend components on the one hand, and on the other hand, I work with the team at Element that does ESS, the Element Server Suite. And yeah, I'm pleased that I can give you an update today on our distribution for matrix deployments. You've heard a little bit about it earlier in the keynote. And yeah, I will basically do a deep dive together with you and yeah, look at all the individual components in it. So this is how I've structured the talk. I will first of all take a look into the past, our ESS classic stack that many might know, at least our customers, because it's what they're using today. And then we will dive deep into our new ESS stack that is basically structured into three editions, Community Pro and TI Messenger. Look at all the details in there. And then we will dive into all the capabilities and components in ESS Pro to basically give you an understanding what the differences are, what the differentiation is, and why you might want to use Pro. Concluding in the end with some outlook, a bit of roadmap and summary. But yeah, let's first of all look at where we have come from. So what we now call ESS Classic is the stack that we've been developing for ages, so to speak. It's the stack that most of our customers are still using today. And just as an intro, if you're a customer of us, you might know this. So what you see here is basically our so-called installer UI. So the classic stack has worked, works in a way that you we supply you with a binary, you download that, you deploy it, and what that gives you is this nice little admin UI that in the end guides you through the installation process and is supposed to set up the whole stack for you, which in the first place, I think sounds charming, sounds great, sounds like a nice idea, but we've seen it comes with a couple of challenges and in the end might have even caused more pain than relief for some. So again, ESS Classic, that is now, from now on, the legacy matrix backend distribution from Element for professional use. As I said, it comes as a binary with an installer and the installer UI that you've just seen. It even goes as far as providing a standalone installation mode where it would even deploy the underlying infrastructure for you. So it would set up a Kubernetes stack, single node with limited scalability. So kind of you could imagine it like an application that comes directly deployed with everything for you, like an appliance. That's the term I was looking for. So in the end, the idea is to support inexperienced admins, step-by-step guidance, to make it as easy as possible to deploy our stack. Also, it does not provide a free edition or a trial or anything. So you have to be a paying customer or had to be a paying customer in order to be able to use it. And like all this stack and complexity comes with challenges. So first of all, the legacy stack uses Kubernetes operators, which require admin permissions on an existing Kubernetes cluster. This was one of the major challenges for many of our customers, because in many cases, the people, the teams deploying the stack were not the teams administering the Kubernetes stack, and it has been very cumbersome for many to actually acquire the permissions to be able to deploy our stack. So that's obviously not a good thing. Also, due to, as I said, the complexity in the product, the deployment process took a long time, takes a lot long time. If you've seen earlier in the demo in the keynote, where Matthew and Neil have shown the new stack, which I don't know, was deployed in 30 seconds and upgraded from community to pro in another 30 seconds. So that's a day and night difference, I think. Also, over time, the classic stack has, from my point of view, suffered from a little bit of scope creep. So lots of single customer features in there, partially experimental features in there. I'd call it featuritis. And also, due to all that appliance working mode, it kind of has some black box wipes. It's not really transparent. You can't really understand as a customer what the stack does. And that's a topic that is, at least for the customer base we are serving today, important. Important to understand how the stack works, important to understand how things work together, so that customers can also solve issues on their own without our help in the end. Adding to that, looking back at least, I'd say the classic stack is not a best practice deployment method. There are customers, I guess mainly those coming from the Windows world, who like such binary and UI-based installation methods, but at least like the customers we are working with nowadays, they have very experienced Linux administrators, sophisticated SRE experts, and they just don't expect an installer and a UI-based installation. They want Kubernetes, and for good reasons. The classic stack with all that binary and UI installation was hard to automate, hard to manage multiple deployments, and also not really suitable for modern deployment methods like GitOps-style deployments, for instance. There's even more which you might not even see from the surface. The classic stack even goes beyond our core competencies. It ships a lot of things that we don't produce ourselves, like a monitoring stack, like Jitsi, a couple of other things in there which made it hard for us to maintain the stack, and which might even have raised some wrong or false assumptions in terms of support. So, with all that, all these learnings over the years, we sat together like about a year ago. It might have even started on last year's Matrix conference, and we've made plans, we've made strategies how we can develop and provide a new stack that can actually live up to the promises and in the end satisfy our customers, and that is the new ESS stack. I am super proud of it. It's available now, and just as an introduction, these were the initial thoughts that we've had when we made the concepts. So what we want to provide is a deployment method according to industry standards. It needs to be possible to automate deployments. You want config to be versioned. You want to support GitOps-style deployments just for professional environments. You want it to be set up quickly, or to be able to set it up quickly, as you have seen earlier today in the demo. You also still want it to be usable by less experienced admins, obviously. You also, in contrast to other Matrix deployment methods, you want a curated selection of components. You don't want to ship every available Matrix components independent of quality, for instance. You want, in our case, to ship an element stack, like the components we develop, the components you need to use our clients, and that curated for specific use cases. We wanted to make sure that the stack is lightweight, so that it has as small surface for issues and bugs as possible, makes it easy for us to maintain and support it, and that also results in a high quality and stability bar. So my philosophy, our philosophy behind this has always been, I'd rather go with less features, but have what we ship actually good quality and working, and over time catch up with the functionality. But always make sure in the first place that things actually work. So that's one of the most important guiding principles in here, I think. And adding to that, what we wanted to provide, and which is also a big difference to the past, is a true community edition. True in a sense of free and open source, basically as a means for people out there, hobbyists, for community use, to strengthen their digital sovereignty, to foster the Matrix ecosystem, and also in a commercial sense for evaluations for starters. And obviously, you want that community edition to be easily upgradable to Pro. So that's how we approach the topic. As I said, the legacy stack is what we refer to as ESS Classic, and we now have the new unified and Helm-based ESS stack, which we are super proud of. It consists of three editions, the Community Edition, the Pro Edition, and the TI Messenger Edition. And I will go through all of them in detail and say a few words what they are good for and why you'd want to use them. So let's get started with ESS Community. That is basically our Matrix distribution for non-commercial use. It's Helm chart based. As I said, it has a focus on quality and ease of use. It is a basic Matrix stack. It is made for community use. It's not for professional, not for commercial environments, but basically, say, for home users, for your, I don't know, football club or things like that, or also for evaluation. So we say it's tailored to environments with up to 100 users. It comes with all the basic components that you need for a Matrix stack. So there's Synapse in there, Matrix Authentication Service, and you get our clients, basically, get Element Web, get Element Call for video and audio conferencing. And one of the new components is Element Admin, which is our admin console that you get in both the Community and the Pro Edition. I'll say a few words on that later in the talk. But what's important here are the core properties. So the Community Edition, it's the first time that Element offers a backend distribution that is free to use for everybody. So that didn't exist before. Before, you could only use the individual components. Now, you basically get a full stack, free to use, free to start with Matrix for everybody. It's fully open source, it's AGPL licensed, and it's state of the art. Ready for Matrix 2.0, ready for Element X, comes with everything you need to use our latest clients, and works with any Kubernetes distribution. It's easy and quick to deploy, as you have seen earlier today in the keynote, and that even with limited Kubernetes knowledge. That was super important for us to enable that, so that even less experienced home users can also use it, can also benefit of their own Matrix deployments. How do we realize this? We realize this with extensive step-by-step documentation, so that basically guides you copy and paste style through your deployment, and you can basically easily set up your own Matrix backend with that. You don't even need to do much. You don't need much configuration. There's sensible defaults. In the end, the only thing that you need to do is to set your DNS host names You don't need to do any other configuration, and it will set up the basic system for you so far that you can log in with Element Web or Element X and start using the stack. Important to say, it always ships the latest releases, bleeding edge. There are no long-term support releases in there, and there is no support from Element. So it's community support. It's a community product, so to speak. So yeah, it's out there. Here's the link. It's on GitHub. Check it out. It's awesome. We've already received so much positive feedback. We didn't do a lot of marketing around it even, and we have, I don't know how many, 230 stars on GitHub already. It's not that much, but it's a starting point. And we have a public room for ESS community, which you can join for feedback or questions, which already is very active. So yeah, I think we're quite proud of that. And moreover, there is a talk by my colleague Gael tomorrow, basically a workshop to explain how you can set up the community stack. So Gael is one of the people, one of the engineers behind the new stack, so first-hand experience, and will guide you through a deployment for that. So I suggest you go there if you're interested. So with that, let's jump to the Pro Edition, Element Server Suite Pro, which is our new Matrix backend distribution for, as the name says, professional use. Also Helm chart based, but in contrast to the Community Edition, it's a professional stack and it's suited for any deployment size. So it comes with a lot of components, like even today, even though it's kind of still early days. It comes with all of Community, it comes with Synapse Pro, which you've heard about, and it also comes with our Element Pro clients, so the Pro Web client and the Pro Element X client, which you will hear later about from the mobile team. And there was a talk about Element X Web earlier today in another room. So if you haven't seen that, you might want to watch the recording. I'll not go into detail on the other components because I will touch on them later in the talk. But basically, in terms of core properties, the whole stack is based on ESS Community. So in addition to what you get from Community, it adds the capabilities for scaling. And as you could have guessed, the capabilities for professional and enterprise use. So in that sense, automation and central control are crucial. So that is about users, about rooms and permissions, access control, all the things you'd expect from a professional stack. Neil said it, the guiding principle earlier today, basically anything that empowers the end user or the individual that is supposed to go into Community, and anything that empowers the organization, central management, for instance, goes into the Pro Edition. So what you get with Pro is full autonomy, full sovereignty. You can even host your own push gateway. You also get air-gapped support, so a special way where we ship images as a package, and you can deploy them completely in your own air-gapped network. You get professional level 3 support from us. You get certain specific long-term support versions of the components. So these are proprietary branches, which we create twice a year, in April and in October. And we basically only serve security fixes in those, so that you don't have any risk when you upgrade. When you upgrade to new, to deploy new security fixes, you don't get new features with that, and you minimize the risk of issues, basically, when you upgrade. You also get advanced security advisories. So especially if you look at Synapse, we are the code owners. If anybody out there finds a security issue, they will report it to us. We will be the first to know about it. And if you are a customer of us, you will be the second to know about it. Like, write before we make it public so that you can actually take the appropriate measures if necessary. And yeah, you will also benefit from certifications that we or our product has, and you get software bills of materials. So yeah, basically what you'd expect from a professional product. Just real quick, there is a third edition that is tailored to TI Messenger. TI Messenger being an initiative in Germany to provide a secure and sovereign messenger for the healthcare system. We've heard a lot about it these days. There was even a healthcare track yesterday, so I will not go much into detail on that now. But basically what we have here is a backend distribution that is tailored to the requirements of TI Messenger. So it will provide all the matrix components for a TI Messenger Fachdienst, that's what it's called. This comes with the same commitments and services that you've just seen for ESS Pro, but yeah, tailored to TI Messenger. We are proud, we have built it in a way that you can decide. There is two use cases in TI Messenger, Pro and EPAR mode, and you can use our backend to easily, just with a switch of one config value, to deploy a Pro or an EPAR backend, depending on what you want to do. It also comes with a modern and lightweight messenger proxy, which is super important in terms of resource usage. So if you're interested in that, you might want to watch my talk from yesterday on multi-tenancy hosting for TI Messenger. Or just talk to me. I'll skip over it to save some time for now. And yeah, it's a proven product. We have built it together with Deutsche Telekom, or T-Systems better to say, for the Barmer Health Insurance and also other end customers. It's accredited by Gematik and a proven product that is being used already by real end customers and real users, and we receive a lot of good feedback. So with that, we've seen all the three editions on a high level, and I'd like to use the remaining time of the talk to go through the individual components and capabilities that we have in ESS Pro. Usually they are not open source, so that's why they're not as widely known as the capabilities in the community edition, for instance. So that's why I want to shed some light on the benefits here and how Pro differentiates to the community edition. So you've heard a lot about Synapse Pro, and that is good. Synapse Pro is at the heart of the Pro edition, and you might ask why. So yeah, the way we put it is that Synapse, the open source, the community edition that many of you know, that is available on GitHub, is basically targeted at community use cases, meaning small to mid-scale individual deployments by hobbyists, by, I don't know, as I said earlier, football clubs, for instance. It does support worker mode for scale out, but a lot of things are manual, a lot of things are static. It's not very well suited for Kubernetes environments and for modern deployment environments. It also has a relatively high resource footprint at scale. When we say at scale, we mean both running individual large deployments, like for instance matrix.org is inefficient, but also running many small hosts is inefficient in a way that it uses a lot of resources, and bottom line is it costs a lot of money. Also, in terms of professional deployment or operations practices, you'd like to have zero downtime, for instance, which is simply isn't possible with the community edition of Synapse, simply because things are static. Config updates require downtimes. yeah, that all makes it hard to operate a professional environment. So that's why we have come up with Synapse Pro. And the Synapse Pro is basically Element's commercial implementation of Synapse, which is targeted at professional use. Let me quickly take a sip. So Synapse Pro chips as part of ESS Pro, logically, naturally. And as you could have guessed, its mission is to address the limitations that we have just seen in the community edition, so that you can basically use it to scale to massive size effortlessly, automatically. You save resources simultaneously, and you ease operations, have better operational stability. What is important to understand is that Synapse Pro is available in two flavors, depending on the individual use case. So there is Synapse Pro for large hosts, which is targeted at installations with more than 100 users, up into the millions. There is also Synapse Pro for small hosts, as the name says, for running many small hosts with less than 100 users each. I will really quick look into both. So first of all, the large hosts solution. You've heard about it a couple of times. So that's basically when we rustify Synapse. So in the end, what's happening here is that we replace certain subsystems of Synapse, like the expensive components, with Rust rewrites. We have, from our experience operating Synapse and developing Synapse over the last 10 years, also created shared components, shared caches, and general performance improvements. As I have said, these services are Rust-based, so they are modern technology and have a lower low resource footprint thereby, and better performance and better security, like naturally, if you compare that to the Python technology that the community edition of Synapse is based on. Naturally, we built these services according to cloud native principles, so a bit of buzzword dropping, but it's actually the truth. So we make all the static areas become dynamic, and in conjunction with the ESS stack, they are in the end perfectly suited for Kubernetes, so that you can make use of all the tooling that Kubernetes provides in terms of scaling and in terms of availability, for instance. On the other side, we have the small host solution, which I have presented yesterday in the other room. So if you want to know more about it, especially in the context of TI Messenger, you can rewatch that talk if you've missed it. Basically, in a nutshell, Synapse Pro for small hosts provides multi-tenancy functionality, so that in the end, you can host many small matrix backends, small meaning with just a handful of users, in a very cost-efficient and economic way. The main goal is that you reduce memory consumption per tenant, and also personal cost for operations. That works according to a basic idea. So we run multiple Synapse tenants within one Python process. So when you generally, you know, the community edition of Synapse, you have one Synapse deployment, it's one Python process that is one tenant with one domain. And we, with this version of Synapse, we have a modified implementation where you run one process of Synapse, but you can run multiple tenants in there, and thereby you save a lot of overhead. These tenants are still fully featured matrix servers. We segregate tenant data on a database schema level, so you can either have all the data in one database deployment, or you can even use separate deployments, separate clusters, as you wish. And the solution comes with a management API that allows you to provision and deprovision the tenants, and that all is complemented with a Kubernetes controller that in the end manages the shards, the Synapse shards and the tenants, and can integrate with continuous deployment tooling so that you can automate deployments and even have sophisticated GitOps processes with it. So, summarizing that, Synapse Pro and ESS, two editions, large hosts and small hosts. As I said, the large hosts solution has Rust components that replace Synapse subsystems, making them more efficient and scalable, and that in the end integrates with Kubernetes tooling so that you have automatic scalability up and down, depending on the actual load. You get in-cluster high availability and the ability to do rolling upgrades with minimal downtime. That is basically the default operation mode. So if you've seen the demo earlier today, that was the mode ESS Pro was running in. And in the end, depends on the usage patterns of your deployment, but it, according to our measurements, allows you to save 50 to 80% infrastructure cost, while, and that is super important, making sure that you have a good user experience at all times. So for instance, I like that example, Monday morning, everybody starts using the service, and the auto-scaling capability will basically provision new workers so that you can deal with the load, and the end users have a nice experience with your backend. That's not going to be slow. It will just work, and that automatically without you having to do anything about it. It's just the system. And on the other hand, if you're a service provider, you want to run many small matrix servers with just a handful of users, you use our small hosts solution. You get a Kubernetes controller that deploys Synapse shards, where each shard can host up to 50 tenants. And it also dynamically manages the shards and the tenants. So if you have more than 50 tenants, it will just deploy a new shard and assign new tenants to that shard. And you can replicate that as many times as you want. And you get 90% infrastructure savings with that, infrastructure cost savings. So that's not a marketing figure. That is real. That is based on load tests that we've done, and we can even show it in practice. You, in addition to that, get operational cost savings due to all the automations and ability to use it with GitOps processes. You can, in addition to that, do proper fleet management with ESS. So if you're a service provider, you have many matrix deployments, you can, as I said, plug our Helm charts easily into continuous deployment tooling, like Argo CD, for instance, or others, and manage whole fleets. The good thing is that you can combine both Synapse Pro solutions. So you can say you deploy a new host that's going to be a small host with just 10 users, for instance. You save infrastructure cost with that. You can also say you're deploying for an organization with 1,000 users, for instance. You directly start off with the large host solution, make sure that it performs well, scales well, and saves infrastructure costs as well at scale. And even more, you can switch between those. So say you have deployed a small host, it has grown grown up, has more than, say, 100 users, and you want to benefit from the large hosts, hosts product, you can easily switch that over, back and forth, and make sure that you always use the right version of Synapse Pro for your use case. So, more components, more capabilities in ESS Pro for users and authentication. We deliver Matrix Authentication Service, or MAS by default, which is the next generation user management and authentication tooling based on MSC 3861, which is part of Matrix 2.0. So that has certain benefits. In the first place, it has support for Element X clients, so it's a dependency, basically, which you need for Element X. It is, in contrast to the legacy authentication, as we call it, like the Synapse custom-built authentication, it is great security because it comes as an industry standard based on OpenID Connect. And it also enables more features, like, for example, the QR code login to seamlessly sign in new devices, set up the crypto, and have just great usability. Users don't need to worry about anything. It all happens automatically. Yeah, and for that, you get MAS in there as the new default. There's a bit more to it. So MAS supports local user management, which you have in the community edition, which you can also control via the admin console. If you want to go beyond that, again, you want to centralize user management, you want central control over it, you want to use, say, more sophisticated enterprise tooling like LDAP, like an IDP single sign-on, you get that with the ESS Pro edition. Advanced identity and access management is a component that we think is super important for enterprise use cases. It's some of you might know it under its former name, which is GroupSync. We've changed that name to better capture the use case. And what it does is it basically integrates and automates an external identity management and your identity management system and your Matrix backend. So that could be an LDAP system. It could also be an identity provider that supports SCIM. And it has a couple of capabilities that enable you to connect your Matrix backend with your centralized user management system. So you can, for instance, synchronize user attributes. So say one of the users has married, they have a new display name, and you will automatically synchronize that into your system. A couple of other profile data you can just imagine where that's useful. You get user lifecycle management, meaning, say, someone leaves your organization, you don't want to have to administer each of the systems you provide on its own and remove the user, make sure they don't have access to the system anymore. No, you don't. You want that automated, and that's what advanced identity and access management gets you. You just deprovision the user in your LDAP system, for instance. It will automatically pick that up and deprovision the user in the Matrix backend as well. In addition to that, you get group access control, which is also a super important feature. So basically, you can, depending on attributes in your LDAP system or your IDP, you can make sure that certain users get access to rooms. And the important bit is only these users get access to rooms. So you might have heard of SignalGate and all the pain around that, where users accidentally would invite externals, like maybe press people, to internal rooms, and you would leak information by that. This is prevented in our case for Matrix with the advanced IAM solution, because in the moment where someone accidentally invites an external person, this invite would just be denied. And you just can't have this case. So that's super important, super important compliance measure in the end. You can also use it to mirror organizational structures, to matrix rooms and spaces. So you can, for instance, say you have a marketing space, you have a sales space, an engineering space, or whatever kind of company you are. And depending on group memberships in LDAP or in your IDP, you automatically assign new users, new joiners to these rooms, and they they directly get access to that. So you don't need to do anything. You have a new colleague in the marketing team, for instance. You just provision them, you add them to your LDAP system, add them to the marketing group, and they will automatically be in the marketing space and get access to all the marketing rooms in Matrix. So yeah, that's what advanced IAM is about. We, as I said earlier, now have an admin console for ESS, which again is available in community and in the Pro edition. And it's basically, its purpose is to manage your ESS deployment, as you could have guessed. This component is fully open source, AGPL, and available in community and Pro. It is still early days, but it is available since a couple of weeks. It has initial features, like a dashboard that gives you certain information about your deployment. It also has an update notification, which I think is pretty important, so that you notice there are new updates which you might want to deploy. It gives you capabilities to manage local users, to manage rooms, and it has registration token management if you use that feature. This is just the beginning. We are developing this component further. It will also get add-ons that are specific to ESS Pro. Most importantly, it's a bit out still, far out, not too far out, I hope. We want to basically provide UI to configure your ESS deployment. So the configuration values that are important to customers, those should be exposed in the UI, a bit similar to what you've seen or what you know from the classic stack, but more focused on what a customer actually needs. So for example, you want to configure your terms of services, service URL in there. Things like that. That's what we want to add and make it very easy to administer using that UI. Also to have a separation between the system administrator, who sets up the system and manages the backend, so to speak, and the application administrator, who actually administers the Matrix application. So that's the idea, that's the plan where this goes. Here, quick screenshot, you have seen it earlier. Matthew has shown it on matrix.org. You have the dashboard, you have users and rooms. It's, I think, very nicely designed. Kudos to our design team. Has good basic functionality, and we are, as I said, iterating on it. Then you get the secure border gateway. I'll keep it short. That's basically an application level firewall for Matrix servers, which you can use to impose federation controls, to impose client controls. So it will basically inspect all the requests that go into the home server or go outside of the home server, and you can use it to either, say, block certain requests to enforce a private federation, for instance, or also to rewrite certain requests. That's the tool in TI Messenger that we use for the Messenger proxy. If you want to know more about it, I did a talk on it on last year's Matrix conference, just on that component that gives you all the details. It's called Federated, Not Out of Control. So if you want to know more about it, just check that talk. There is auditing capabilities for those who need it, basically compliance topic. You get room auditing via our auditbot component. You can define which rooms you want to keep records of. So you, in the end, you will have a bot user sitting in these rooms and basically capturing all the data, all the information, and storing them either on file storage or on S3. It's a machine-readable data stream in JSON format, and that can, in the end, easily be fed into a log analyzer tool to do more analysis, more filtering, if you want to do that. And last but not least, we have moderation capabilities in ESS Pro. That is also realized via a bot, the so-called admin bot, which basically will also sit in all the rooms, be an admin, and you get the ability via the admin console to sign in as this user and to administrate or to moderate, better to say, all the rooms it sits in via Element Web in the end. And you, in addition, get webhook integrations, which is also interesting and useful, with Hookshot, which is another bot, which you can use to integrate external services via webhooks. So there's a long list of services we support. For instance, it's used for GitHub or for GitLab integrations. So if there's someone writes a comment, someone creates a pull request, the service the bot will post to the rooms and keep you up to date on what's happening. For example, also for Jira and other tooling. And it's very easy to customize it because it has rich templates with JavaScript, which you can manipulate yourself according to your needs. So that's a functionality customers really value. And it has powerful widgets for configuration, which you can see on the screenshot. So just really quick, I only have a couple of minutes left, I guess, 4 minutes, thank you. A glimpse on the roadmap. So the new stack is available, as we've said, new deployments can use it. The remainder of this year will focus on the following things. So we, first of all, will migrate ESS Classic customers to MAS, to Matrix Authentication Service. This is ongoing, super important topic, also as a preparation for the transition to ESS Pro. We are working to get more components into ESS Pro, that is AdminBot and Hookshot that we've just seen, as well as the content scanner backend for malware scanning. We are working to prepare customer migrations from Classic to Pro. So if you are still on Pro, no need to worry. Your system is will be supported continuously. There is no end of life for Classic yet, and we will leave nobody behind. So we are preparing this. We will let you know once the time has come to prepare your migration. We add functional enhancements to Element Admin, more features, as I said earlier, and likely the October release of ESS Classic will be the last LTS, which will be supported for another year. We might reevaluate that decision in April, depending on how far we get with the actual customer migrations. And yeah, we expect that in early 2026, we will be able to start the first customer migrations to Pro and get everybody into the brave new world. So just summarizing in a nutshell, last slide. What you get with ESS is a high quality Matrix backend which is tailored to your use case, be it a community use case, be it a professional customer environment or enterprise environment, as well as you want to provide a TI Messenger backend. You get all the benefits of Synapse Pro, meaning 50 to 80% reduced resource footprint for large hosts, and 90% reduced resource footprint, as well as operational cost savings for running many small hosts. You don't need to worry about the individual matrix components. We take care of all of this. We give you true L3 support. You get our long-term support releases, which minimize risk for you. You don't need to follow the obligations of the AGPL because you get a commercial license from us, certain certifications, and as I said earlier, you get security notices in advance from us. Well, that's it. Thank you all for the attention. Questions.
Right. Fantastic. That was an information dense talk, so I'm sure we have some questions.
So we're on Classic now, as you know. So as far as I understand, the migration path is available Q1.
That's the plan. Yeah. Yeah. We're basically currently figuring out how this will work. I mean, we don't want to leave it up to you. We want to automate it. Want to make it easy for you to basically transition from the CRDs in the Classic stack to values files in the Pro stack. And yeah, that's what we're figuring out right now. We will let you know once we have something.
Great. I'm trying to get my head around the Synapse small, how it works. Uh-huh. Is it separate namespaces that you deploy, or I mean, what's the separation between the customers in the cluster?
But basically, you have a modified version of Synapse that allows you to run many tenants in one Synapse process.
Okay.
So that is the separation, and then you have a separation, obviously, on the database level.
Yeah.
You have for each tenant an individual database.
Okay. So are they running in the same namespace as well, or
they're even running in the same process? Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
But you have, like, one process can inhabit up to 50 tenants, usually, depending on usage patterns. It might be a bit more, might be a bit less, depending on how the system is actually used. And then if you have more than 50 tenants, you deploy another shard. And you deploy another shard, and you can replicate that as many times as you want. And we have a Kubernetes controller that automates this for you, kind of.
Thank you.
Hello. So I'm part of IT committee for the Swiss Guide and Scout movement, and as I understood, we would be, as an NGO, probably aiming for the AESS community, but there would be a lot of part of the features would be interesting to us. Do you like plan on making like the advanced IAM exam, for example? Would you make that open source at some point, or would we also get AESS Pro?
So first of all, thank you for the question. Good question. There are no plans to make any of the commercial components open source at this point. But as you say, you're in an NGO, and I think it makes sense to just talk about it. There might be ways.
Excellent talk. I have a question with respect to Element Pro. I mean, AESS Pro. Scalability of Synapse is something that you talked about, but what about scalability of other components? For example, Element Call, mm-hmm. or the database, or the Redis, which is used by Synapse itself. How about the scalability of those components?
So it depends a lot. So if you want to really do scale out, the database, as you say, is a big topic. This is not something we take care of. This is something we can support you, but it will be under your responsibility. In terms of other components, there are, like, the main thing to worry about is Synapse. That's why we've taken care of making it properly scalable. If you want to scale Element Call, you also scale Synapse in the end, because it relies on Synapse. You can also scale the LiveKit backend, which is something we look into with the ESS stack, but usually the other components, like, if, for example, the advanced identity and access management, that's not something you need to scale. So hope that answers your question.
Yeah, yeah. almost. Just one more clarification on the element call. So does it really support kind of scaling element call right now, or is it something that you're going to put in?
It does. So our commitment is you can run up to conferences with up to 500 users right now with ESS Pro. And if you need more, we are happy to work together with you and enable that. It's all possible.
Lots more questions. So.
Stupid follow-up question. So 500 people in one conference, and how many conferences in parallel?
That's a good question. It's not a stupid question at all. I cannot answer it, but we can talk to Florian. I'm not sure he's here. Florian is our engineering manager for Element Call, and he will know. I don't have a good answer right now. He's not here.
No,
but we can find him later. Good question.
Another question over here.
Thank you. I like the multi-tenancy feature. We run a very large deployment for hundreds of schools, and we see there is a lot of load in the morning at 8 o'clock, but mainly on the database. So if you would switch that to multi-tenancies, let's say that every school has its tenant, mm-hmm. would this unload the database? Is there less traffic on the database, or even more because it's more tenants and you split it up? So because the bottleneck is rather the database, we have 100,000 of users with the FOSS Synapse, and we could manage that in Kubernetes as well.
So in terms of the database, nothing changes, first of all. So you need to handle the database independent of which version of Synapse you use. Other than that, it depends. Maybe Gael wants to say something about it? Yeah.
So regarding the database request, it will be more a feature of Synapse Pro for large hosts, especially the Federation workers, the Rust workers. They do a lot of caching to prevent to kill the database with request. And this is how we saved Matrix Docker last year. Yeah.
All right, I think we've got time for one more question.
Hello. I was just wondering about the multi-tenancy and the admin. So is there multiple administration apps for each tenant? I mean, yeah.
That's a good question. Yes. I mean, the admin console is a very simple web app. It doesn't need many resources, a lot of resources. So you just, in the first place, deploy it together with a tenant. Each tenant gets one admin console, and you can just use it. There are plans for the admin console to have multi-user functionality, so you would only deploy it once and could use multiple backends in one admin console deployment, which suits the multi-tenancy case.
All right, fantastic. Thank you everyone for the great questions, and thank you, Patrick.